Good morning. We've made it to Wednesday with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, we'll start with the president and his summit meeting with President Vladimir Putin of Russia, blistered by bipartisan condemnation of his embrace of a longtime U.S. enemy, President Trump, on Tuesday, backed away from his public undermining of American intelligence agents, saying he simply misspoke when he said he saw no reason to believe Russia had interfered in the 2016 U.S. election.
David, what is extraordinary is that when you listen to the correction, it doesn't seem, to me at least, to make a major difference in the fact that he was siding with the Russians in this whole thing. That's the gist of his disloyalty, and a lot of people think it does amount to aiding and abetting the enemies of this country, namely the old Soviet Union, now new Russia, with the same guy who was a KGB officer in one now being the president of the evolved so-called capitalist society in which a few billionaires are really at the top of the heap. And so here we have a guy who has done a number of things that are just so reprehensible that for a president of the United States to be sitting there and siding with him as opposed to his own intelligence people, we've discussed this before, seems incomprehensible. You know, I was struck this morning watching President Obama in South Africa giving a talk about small-minded people who pump themselves up at the expense of others in order to be somebody bigger, in fact, than they really are. Just extraordinary. I've often wondered how he could wait so long to really let them have it. I mean, he's such a gentleman, and presidents don't criticize presidents in office, and nevertheless, presidents in office should not be doing to ex-presidents what this guy has been doing and vilifying and vilifying and vilifying. It's disgusting. In any case, the fallout has been that the Republicans are lining up to say, well, he corrected himself. That was a good thing. But I don't see how he corrected himself in any kind of meaningful way. And again, more and more, it's looking like the concept of a profile in courage is just not to be found.
Therefore, I'm guessing that the New York Times editorial headline, Time for Republicans to Grow a Spine, which includes a number of recommendations, including number 6, which suggests that they need to pass legislation protecting Robert Mueller's investigation, probably won't happen.
Well, we did see Mitch McConnell come out and say that they are considering some legislation. I have a feeling that they will have legislation, if anything, basically reaffirming our commitment to NATO. In the meantime, here's Trump giving an interview to his right-wing friend on the television, basically saying, I'm not so sure we ought to be going anywhere and keeping our commitments if a smaller member of NATO is attacked. That is, of course, undermining the whole concept of what NATO is all about. So we have a president who may have a few Republicans in Congress who reaffirm NATO by resolution, but what will it mean?
You referenced President Obama. One of the things that he said in his speech, Alan, was, quote, we see the utter loss of shame among political leaders where they're caught in a lie and they just double down and lie some more.
Yeah, well, as I said, the former president, President Obama, is a gentleman. And if there's one thing that Trump isn't, it's a gentleman. There were established norms, there were established rules, but apparently those are all out the window. And that's what's so scary here. You don't know what a rat will do when cornered, they will bite. A lot of people, I've been talking to people on the congressional corner, David, who have been making it clear that nobody thinks it's beyond the pall that this president, or so-called president, this president will fire Robert Mueller. There are a lot of people who believe he will. We saw it as the circle grew tighter with Dick Nixon. We saw that he was willing to try almost anything. And this is a president who doesn't have adherence to the same norms, I hate to say it, that Dick Nixon did.
Yesterday, former New York State Senate leader Alan Dean Skelos and his son Adam were convicted of bribery and extortion charges at their federal corruption retrial, convicted again.
Yeah, you know, David, there is something so disheartening about the fact that our politics, particularly here in New York State, have fallen this far. We have a man who tried pathetically to find a job for his son. Believe me, if you took every politician who ever tried to find a job for their son and put them in jail, there'd be no more jail space. but it is extraordinary to me that that kind of thing goes on all the time. So here is Skelos, who's going to end up going to prison. And I'm not suggesting for a second that it was okay that he did it. I'm saying, however, that there's a much larger problem here.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thank you, Alan.
And thank you, David. It's great to talk to you every morning.
You too.